Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Pumpsy Green. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Monbuquet. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Monbuquet. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The right fielder, Jay Hankins. Batting third. The third baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Darren Johnson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting seventh. The catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Bobby Del Greco. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Norm Bez. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Norm Bez. And now, play ball. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling takes first base on ball four. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schilling moves to third. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Geiger. The throw from Sullivan and he is safe. Geiger steals second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schilling scores. Geiger scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Yastrzemski moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Art Dittmar now pitching. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger who is chasing the ball. Houser reaches third base with a triple. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins strikes out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Houser scores. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn strikes out. Two outs. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Monbukett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbukett takes first base on ball four. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Schilling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Monbukett moves to second. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Geiger hits a fly ball into right field. Hankins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards first. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Lump moves to second. Two outs. Art Dittmar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dittmar hits a line drive into left field. Yastrzemski picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Yastrzemski. Lump scores. Dittmar moves to second. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Hauser hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hankins. Malzone reaches second base with a double. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a pop-up towards third. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Malzone scores. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hankins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Causey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaborn hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Monbouquet hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schilling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Greco. Schilling reaches second base with a double. Del Greco throws the ball into Causey, who tags Schilling trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Geiger. The throw from Sullivan and he is safe. Geiger steals second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first, with Monbouquet covering, for the out. Two outs. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Runnels hits a pop-up towards third. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Green takes first base on ball 4. Jensen moves to second. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-2 in the game. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0-for-1 in the game. Del Greco hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Pagliarani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Nuxhall pinch hits for Art Dittmar. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Monbukett fields it and throws to first for the out. Nuxhall moves to second. Two outs. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins is 0 for 2 in the game. Hankins hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Nuxhall now pitching. Bill Monbukett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbukett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Monbukett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Schilling hits a pop-up towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Geiger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Causey is called out on strikes. 1 out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Seaburn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Seaburn reaches second base with a double. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Yastrzemski is called out on strikes. 1 out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jensen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan is called out on strikes. 1 out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0 for 2 in the game. Del Greco hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nuxhall is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. he's got one RBI. Green takes first base on ball four. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 3 in the game. Pagliarani hits a fly ball into right field. Hankins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Monbouquet strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Monbouquet fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins is 0 for 3 in the game. Hankins takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Seaborn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Schilling hits a pop-up towards short. Houser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Geiger strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Yastrzemski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Pignatano pinch runs for Darren Johnson. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 3 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pignatano moves to second. Jim Rivera pinch hits for Bobby Del Greco. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green fields it and throws to second for the out. Pignatano moves to third. Two outs. Bob Shaw pinch runs for Jim Rivera. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nuxhall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pignatano scores. Shaw moves to second. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Jerry Walker pinch runs for Joe Nuxhall. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Houser hits a line drive into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Kansas City Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.